The city of Aleppo in northern Syria was the commercial capital of the nation and also a UNESCO World Heritage Site, but much of it now lies in ruins after 2 years of civil war. So what is life like for the inhabitants who live in this city that has borne the brunt of the fighting? A city that is also hosting more than 1 million internally displaced Syrians. One person who knows only too well is the Catholic Chaldean Bishop of Aleppo, Antoine Odo, who spoke to myself, Susie Hodges, about the current reality of daily life in the city where he's not just bishop, but where he was born and raised.
It's a big destruction of the economic infrastructure of Syria generally, and particularly in Aleppo, because Aleppo was an important industrial center for all Syria, and all the industry is destroyed. And so we have a lot of people without work, without resources. This is the problem number one. Perhaps 80% of the people became poor because of this economic crisis. Third, everything in the war with the inflation of the Syrian pound and the price of the dollar, everything is becoming very expensive. For instance, if a family was able to live with in the past with $300 a month, now the value of this $300 in Syrian pounds became $100, and everything became more expensive for everybody. We can't find the basic food in general, no problem, but people don't have enough money to buy because everything is becoming very expensive. And we as Caritas in Aleppo and in Syria, our duty, our first goal is to organize a basket food for thousands of families to eat and keep alive. This is a big problem. For me, the second problem, what I see especially in Aleppo, the big number of children and boys, especially those who are displaced from the suburbs, all those young people without schools. This is a humanitarian problem, psychological problem, because the school is a very important structure for every family, even when this family is a poor family. And when the children are in the streets without a school, it's a big crisis for the society and for everybody.
These children are not going to school. Is that because their school buildings have been destroyed in the fighting, or is it because they cannot afford to send their children to school?
The big problem, those displaced came to the city of Aleppo and they occupy all the schools. You have, for instance, in one classroom, two or three families together. So there is no place to organize the courses as usual in all the schools. This is the problem.
Tell me, what is the mood like among the people? Is there a lot of fear? Is there a feeling of despair that maybe they think the war is never going to end?
No. Generally, there is a big hope that we are going to a solution. Generally, the people is very active. There is, in a part, a problem of poverty with all the other problems. On another side, I think there is a very big dignity, a sense of initiative.
And can you tell me how important is the role of the Catholic Church in helping to keep up the spirits of the faithful and also in helping to provide pastoral assistance to the displaced people, those who don't have homes?
I can speak about it because as president of Caritas Syria, I followed this problem since the beginning. In all those schools, a lot of groups of volunteers, Christian volunteers, Catholic volunteers, with a group of scouts, different groups, are involved to do animation, to organize distribution of food, to do some activities with the boys and girls, to give some education. And now the weather is better. They can organize sport activities in the courtyard. And some days ago, I was walking in front of a church near us, and a group of displaced people waiting for a meal to have some food, some distribution of food. And when they saw me as bishop, I was dressed with my official habit. They told me, now we see that you are authentic people and we have confidence in you and we thank you. And I answered, I pray for you, asking Lord to give you possibility to go back home and to have again your work and your dignity.